today, a Massachusetts face covering update. A longtime state rep calls it a day. Wilbraham shoplifters and trash dumpers. Bay State changes visitor policy. A shamrock for your driveway and an MGM hiring bonanza.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Wednesday, February 16, 2022, and today's moment of inspiration comes from Jonathan Swift, who says, "Vision is the art of seeing things invisible." And here's your weather forecast for today. You'll like it. Partial sun, it'll be windy, but the highs will be between 40 and 44 degrees. We'll all go to the beach. The winds are from the south from 10 to 20 miles per hour. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, and a low between 32 and 38 degrees. An updated advisory from Tuesday. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health no longer recommends that all vaccinated individuals don face covering in public. There you go. Instead, the continued mask advisory for fully vaccinated people largely applies to only those who have a weakened immune system or are at increased risk of developing severe COVID complications due to their age or an underlying health condition. Vaccinated people who live in a household with immunocompromised people should also keep wearing masks in public. Now, state officials do maintain vaccinated individuals who contract a breakthrough COVID infection or are deemed a close contact should wear masks in public for 5 days after leaving isolation or quarantine. Certain indoor settings still require universal masking, including public transportation, health care, and congregant care facilities and homeless shelters. Schools remain something of an anomaly. Numerous school districts, including Boston, Worcester, and Springfield, have decided to maintain stricter masking rules beyond February 28th. So long, Joe. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno says, quote, "It's bittersweet to hear that my longtime friend, State Rep. Joe Wagner, has decided to retire. As the second assistant majority leader in the State House of Representatives, Joe was very well respected and a listened-to voice for his district, Chicopee, and Western Mass. Joe was very influential behind the scenes in helping me advocate for and move projects right here in Springfield. He'll be missed, and this is a big loss for our Western Mass area. Thank you, Joe, and I wish you and your family good health and continued success," unquote, the words of Springfield Mayor Dom Sarno. On January 21st, at 1500 hours, the Wilbraham police responded to Big Y for an active shoplifting incident. The WPD was advised that females were leaving the store without paying for food. One of the females remained on the scene, and two others fled in a stolen motor vehicle. The vehicle was later located in Springfield, and the operator and passenger were identified. One juvenile female charged with shoplifting, and a second was charged with shoplifting, receiving a stolen motor vehicle and use without authority. The election for sheriff of Hamden County. Well, it may be a good 9 months away, September 2022 to be exact, but the candidates are getting their campaigns in order. One familiar face is the incumbent sheriff, Nick Cochi, and Nick has pulled his papers as of Tuesday morning at the state office building in Springfield. The state primary will be held Tuesday, September 6th, and the general election will be on Tuesday, November 8th. Effective immediately, all four Bay State Health hospitals will now allow one visitor, care partner, at a time for non-COVID patients that are not in the ICU. Now, previously, only one visitor was allowed a day. All the visitor policies that tightened up in the pandemic are starting to return to their previous state. Now, for patients in the hospital for labor, delivery, and birth of a child, one visitor slash care partner will be permitted to stay for the full duration of the patient's hospital stay and may come and go throughout the day. One additional guest may visit during the patient's postpartum period during regular visitation hours, which are from noon to 8 p.m. Children under the age of 18 will still not be allowed to visit unless an exception is applied by the hospital. All policies for COVID-19 patients will remain in effect as well. Don't do it. It isn't worth it. The Wilbraham police responded to a Boston Road address for illegal dumping. The WPD was advised a suspect had dumped a couch at the location. A witness provided WPD with the suspect's vehicle and plate number. The vehicle was stopped a short time later on Boston Road. The operator was identified as Michael Sheeran, 46, of Brimfield. And Mr. Sheeran is being charged with dumping trash from a motor vehicle plus 7 cubic feet. And how would you like to have a genuine shamrock painted on your driveway? Well, the Chicopee St. Patty's Day Fair Parade Committee, you know, is holding its shamrock campaign to support activities and scholarships. Residents in the Springfield, Chicopee, and Holyoke area can showcase their Irish pride by having a shamrock painted on their driveway or walkway. All you've got to do is visit the Chicopee St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee's website to order a 48-inch shamrock for $40. Deadline to sign up, March 11 at 4 p.m. And MGM Springfield is looking to fill hundreds of open positions. The casino is hosting weekly hiring events on Tuesday afternoons in an effort to get their business fully back up and running again. The casino is looking to fill about 200 open jobs across the property in an effort to fully reopen all their amenities 7 days a week. MGM Springfield offering new hiring incentives, including hourly wage increases up to $2,500 in retention bonuses, free college tuition opportunities, and health benefits. The casino's first urgent hiring event focuses on the culinary and hospitality departments. Back in August, MGM hosted a similar event, successfully adding 6 cooks to their kitchen, and is still looking for dozens more ranging in experience. Now, the in-person hiring series will continue from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Tuesday in the lobby of the MGM Springfield Hotel. This is a real opportunity for folks who are idle right now and don't really have a clear idea of what to do next. This could be a great career track for you. All right, friends, that does it for our program for today. Thank you very much for being with us. And a reminder that all of our shows are available to you on demand to listen to again, go back over anything that interested you, or turn someone else on to this particular program. Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. Our next program, bright and early tomorrow morning, up online at 6 a.m. and available to you on demand throughout the day. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.